Ashley Home Store's biggest President's Day sleep sale is going on now. For a limited time, save on mattresses from Sealy, Ashley Sleep, Tempur-Pedic, and more. Adjust your mattress to fit your needs and pay no interest for 5 years. Select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets up to $500 off. Plus, get a free $300 gift with purchase. Wake refreshed with all new Sealy Response Queen mattresses starting at just $599. Shop the President's Day sleep sale at Ashley Home Store. Financing is available with approved credit on qualifying purchases. See store for details.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. Folks, it's a new year, so yay! Well, it's been really cold all over North India, don't you think? It's certainly been a little colder than some earlier Decembers. Delhi's been freezing. I was in Kolkata for the new year and it's been pretty cold there too. And as you can probably make out from my voice, I've caught a cold as well. Well, some cold weather is welcome, of course. But does this mean a shorter winter? Does this signal a larger shift in climate patterns? Will spring come earlier and summers last longer? We'll find out soon enough. Anyway, many of you have just come off your holidays a little sleep-deprived and bleary-eyed, and you're supposed to be feeling hopeful for the new year. Well, so am I, because without hope, there's nothing. However, in this brave new world of the climate crisis, there isn't much to be optimistic about right now. For starters, Australia continues to burn with runaway bushfires. It's been 3 months since the fires began and they show no signs of stopping. As of right now, 17 people have been killed, 17 more are missing, and hundreds of homes have been gutted. And we can't even begin to count the loss of wildlife and biodiversity that these fires have caused. The ash from these gargantuan fires are turning the glaciers of New Zealand's Southern Alps brown. You know what happens then? The glaciers melt faster. And the reason for all this? Well, you guessed it, climate change. If you remember, a few episodes ago, I explained how the United Nations is working to keep global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Well, in 2019, Australia was already 1.5 degrees hotter than it has ever been. The World Meteorological Organization published new data on New Year's Eve that since the 1980s, each decade has been hotter than the last. So in all this, where do we look for the green shoots of hope? That's the subject of this episode. Well, the only hope, really, comes from how well governments around the world mobilize under the United Nations to battle this crisis. The only way to do this is by putting an end to our reliance on fossil fuels. And as we heard in the last episode, world governments spectacularly failed to put a plan in place in 2019. And so, in November 2020, they will get another chance to fix this in Glasgow. The climate summit in Glasgow will be the most important in years. Countries will have to do two things. First, they will have to give evidence of what they've done to battle the climate crisis since the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015. Secondly, they will have to pledge even better emission reduction targets for 2030. This is crucial because without proper climate policies for each and every country, the overall UN target of net zero emissions by 2050 will be impossible. And after that date, all bets are off. An equally important summit will be held in October in Kunming in China. This too is organized by the UN under its International Convention for Biological Diversity, or CBD. Why is this important? Well, the planet's biodiversity, which is land, water, forests, deserts, birds and animals, it all forms an interconnected web of life and resources which we humans need for our existence. Don't forget, we're animals too. Now, According to a report released in May by Global Biodiversity Body IPBES, this safety net is under threat. 1 million plant and animal species face extinction, some within decades. As usual, it's us humans who've done all this, changing natural processes with our high carbon lifestyles and a reckless use of technology. But if the world's biodiversity goes up in smoke, we too will go extinct. The UN Convention for Biological Diversity forces governments to radically rethink how they use land and water resources. The CBD had a 2011 to 2020 target for safeguarding the environment. Surprise, surprise, those targets have not been met. So, at the Kunming Summit, countries will have to put in place a better plan that covers 2021 to 2030. And this time, they'd better meet the targets, because our window for a turnaround of the Earth's future has shrunk. So expect a lot of public pressure on governments in the lead-up to the Kunming and Glasgow summits, especially during a UN biodiversity meeting in New York in September. So, is that enough hope for the new year? Probably not enough, but as I told you in the previous episode, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. For example, have you ever wondered that the Indian government doesn't have a climate policy? And really, why don't we? Because ad hoc solutions never work. In fact, they make things worse. You need a plan, a goal, and a strategy to reach this goal. So now that you know this, you too can do your bit. Remember Baba Saheb Ambedkar's famous dictum? Educate, organize, agitate. That holds true for the climate crisis as well. You need to know more, so you can hope better. That's it from me in this episode. Oh, have you heard? Fashion sales are on. So in next week's episode, I'll talk about the gigantic carbon footprint of global fashion and what the industry is doing about it. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Vivek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week, and remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.